Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to the Kepler Weber conference to discuss the 2018 results. With us today are Mr. Piero, CEO, Investor Relations Director, and Mr. André Luis Paz Acosta, CFO of the company. For your information, this event is being recorded, and participants will first hear the company's presentation. Then we will have a Q&A session for all participants when further instructions will be provided. If you need assistance during the call, please press star one. This event is also being rebroadcast via webcast and can be accessed at www.kepler.com.br/ri, where the presentation is available for download. This slide's presentation will be controlled by you. The replay of this event will be available on the company's website shortly after the ending of the conference call. Before proceeding, we'd like to remind you that forward-looking statements are based on Kepler Weber business assumptions, operational and financial projections, and targets regarding the future of its business. Forward-looking statements should not be taken as a guarantee of performance. These considerations involve market conditions, the performance of the Brazilian economy, industry, and international markets, and therefore are subject to change because they relate to future events and depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors could also affect the future of Kepler Weber and may cause results that materially differ from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now, I give the floor to Mr. Piero Abbondi, Vice President, who will conduct the presentation. Thank you. Good morning, everybody present in this room. It's a pleasure to be here sharing with you our 2018 results and share positive results. The highlights on slide number one show the improvement of the results. In the third quarter, we had a slight reversion, and the fourth quarter, these were well-fundamented. We had an excellent fourth quarter with 48 million corresponding to an EBITDA margin of 8.4% and 8.3 million net profit. These are the highlights, but during the presentation, we will go in detail for each of these items. In the next slide about net earnings or net revenues, it's important to talk about the storage segment, where the improvement was the price recovery and better margins. We had a revenue increase in 2018 compared to 2017 of 20%, and in the fourth quarter, an increase of 30%. So the fourth quarter was excellent, and it was a joint, it was a combination of market and prices. It's also important in the storage domestic market, we were able to show the importance and the benefits of storage for rural producers and the challenge of guaranteeing credit lines to fund our projects. These were and continue to be our challenges in the domestic market. In terms of exportations, We have a drop in our major market, Latin America, a very competitive market with several competitors with the United States and the Europeans, and we decided to focus on profitability. We are now better serving the market of Central America, Ecuador, and Peru with faster access. Latin America continues to be our focus for exportations. Of course, we have projects that will bring us good results. In the refurbish or replacement segment, we have significant results. We went from 47 million to 55 million of net revenue, a 15% growth, showing our strategy of being closer to the customers, facilitating access to spare parts and services. We have four distribution centers in Rio Grande do Sul, Mato Grosso, close to our plants, another in Rio Verde, another in Cascavel. With this, we are able to get this growth, and we still have a great potential due to the expressive number of plants we have in Brazil receiving technical maintenance supervision before the harvest. We see this as an excellent opportunity. In the fourth segment, the bulk segment, that is improving for some time, is the segment with the highest capacity, where the cycle of a longer operation and due to the macroeconomic scenario before elections facilitated us or harmed us. We had a reduction in our sales. We focus in bulk, agricultural bulk. We will focus on plants of higher capacity for grains, sugar, and fertilizers, which is our core business. We have an expectation of keeping the volume, increasing volume with proper margins. In the net revenue, we should highlight the excellent work of our commercial team in the sales process, showing to our clients the differentials that Kepler has. Kepler is a renowned brand with complete products, national coverage, and I think that it's our obligation to show our clients our differentials so they can recognize and take Kepler as the supplier of choice. In the next slide, on gross profit, we will talk more about costs. I said that in relation to revenues, in addition to the improvement in prices that we had during last year, the improvement of gross profit, a significant one, from 48 million to 83 million, a 14% margin. One of the bases, in addition to the price improvement, was the strict cost and expenses management. In spite of the adverse scenario, the increase in the prices of steel, the exchange rate that affects imported products, and also the increase in the freight we had after the truck drivers strike. In spite of this adverse scenario, the company with lean projects were able to recover. We are in a process of lean manufacturing, inventories reduction projects in acquisition of inputs, and also projects related to products. All of this gave us the possibility to reduce costs and the improvement of gross profit. It's worth mentioning that we had an impact of 18 million in recovery of taxes. This was extemporary that contribute to the results, but when talking to about the EBITDA, I will talk about the impact of these taxes on the results. It's also worth mentioning the engagement of all areas of the company in pursuing the objectives of lean manufacturing to reach the goals. The team search for this cost reduction and this engagement will make us a truly lean company. On the other slides about expenses, expenditures, sales and administrative expenditures, the first point in sales expenses during the year, we had the commercial area that in spite of the increase of commissions due to the increase of the revenue, in annual terms, we were relatively below the previous year, considering the impacts of inflation, salary adjustments. In the last quarter, we have an increase based on the commissions. In terms of administrative expenses, we also had a restructuring, but the impacts of the indemnities due to terminations had impact in 2018 in this 44 million. What we can say is that if it was not for this, we would have had a result aligned with the 2017. Also in 2017, we had an extraordinary event in a reversion of prices that made administrative expenses in 2017, and especially in the fourth quarter, to be below the normal level. If we do not consider this bonus reversion, we would see that administrative expenses are below. It puts us in a good position to have a level of expenses compatible with our costs and operations. This concerns the expenditures. Now going to the next slide, EBITDA. Here we have a significant reversion with an annual negative EBITDA of 12.7 million, with 48 million in 2018, corresponding to 84%. In the first semester, we had significant negative results. In the quarter, our EBITDA is at 43 million, corresponding to 22% of EBITDA margin. It's important to stress the 18 million I mentioned before of extraordinary revenues due to tax recoveries. But even considering this, our quarterly EBITDA is in the level of 13% and annualized around 5%, showing a reversion in the results of the company. On the next slide, concerning the debt, the total debt reduced to 105 million, a payment of several loans, and cash availability also reduced from 115 million to 75 million. Our strategy during last year, due to the steel acquisition, was based in two points: the problems of purchase of steel and prices of steel in the second semester. So the company decided to increase steel inventories to guarantee the second semester the supply of steel in terms of volume and prices. This was captured, and now we have an inventory, additional inventory of 30 million that is being adjusted in this first semester of 2019, going back to the previous level. With this, the inventory reduction in 2019 and the return of cash to previous levels. It's important to stress that the company is now focusing on the working capital management. On the next slide, we have the financial results of the company. Just a comment. Our net debt continues 7 million positive. We have available cash of 7 million that when we release the 30 million, we will have a cash above this 17. Concerning the financial results, we had a reduction on financial revenue due to the decrease of available cash for financial investments and the rates applied by the market comparable to 2017. In financial expenses, this increase is due to the increase of the exchange rate during the period. Now, this is the net result now. We had 8 million net results, 8,300,000 reais in 2018 and 28 million in the fourth quarter, showing that the company, so as a conclusion, the company revert the situation along the last years. We still have challenges ahead, no doubt. The issue of the reduction of the subsidies of the lines that is in the government agenda, this is important. The plan will be a priority, and we have operational challenges, but also opportunities. Our challenge is to capture this potential of the market growth, this growth for storage, not only to maintain, but to increase it. And the commercial team of the company showed the importance and the benefits investing in storage plants. We also have opportunities to develop credit lines, alternative credit line, which is very important for us, and look for alternatives for the rural producer, maybe with a longer term, some alternative. And we believe, since with a more stable macroeconomic scenario, more stable with inflation and interest rates, will certainly bring us opportunity to develop these credit lines. So we see important opportunities for the company. As a homework, we continue to work on the discipline, on the implementation of cost reduction projects. We have several opportunities in different trends in the area of input, supply, assembly, to deliver to the client this perception of a lean company, and also in the maintenance of acceptable costs. So we consider that Kepler is on the right way, prepared to capture the opportunities coming in the future. Well, with this, I close my presentation, and we are now open to questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we now open the Q&A session. If you have any question, please press star 1. Our first question is from Samuel Santos from the ABC Bank. Good morning. Congratulations for the results, reverting the results in 2018. My question relates to your strategy. You mentioned that the BNDES subsidized rate can be very important for your business line. Are you planning any capture in the market, type a TIKI or debentures or bonds, thinking on future expansions and providing financing to the producers? Samuel, well, first, we work with the scenario where the special financial line continues. We are not working with the total availability. We had already 2 exhibitions in agribusiness in Namitoki and in Cascavel. We believe that maybe we would go closer to the market conditions, but we believe that it's important to look for alternative means. That's why we are working on this, looking for alternatives. And regarding your question on capture, or regarding the expansions of the company, we do have opportunities to expand, and this will be in a future project. We have nothing in our radar that is defined. Now, to provide lines to the client, our role is not to be a bank. Our role is to sell products, of course, in a proper term for the industrial market, and we want to have some partnerships with some institutions, funding institutions in PCA and on lines. We look for partnerships with the companies that are inserted in the financial sector. We don't want to be in a business that is not ours. We want to remain in our core business. I don't know if I answered your question.
No, yes, you did. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to ask a question, please press star one. Once again, if you want to ask a question, please press star one. We are now closing the Q&A session. We give the floor to Mr. Piero Abbrolli, CEO and Investor Relations Director, for his final considerations.
Well, we conclude our conversation. It was a pleasure for us to share with you our results, what we did and what we think. Just reminding the investors that you are always welcome, and if you need any further clarification, the company and the RI area is at your disposal. We believe that we are entering a good cycle, both for investments and agricultural business, but we have great challenges, but we do also have great opportunities. I thank you very much for your presence, and have a good day. Kepler Weber conference call is closed. We thank you for your participation, and have a nice day.